producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight as we kick off another week on the show. Big week, because we have the Democratic first debate coming up on Tuesday. And, of course, we'll have live coverage as our pal Justin Duckham will be in Las Vegas with 600 other reporters and media milling around for this very first one out of the chute for the Dems. It's interesting because let's see what happens with Hillary Clinton. Curious about what it's going to be like with the questions and whatnot. And also, will we hear any kind of a surprise coming out of Joe Biden, perhaps by the end of the week? President Obama did an interview on 60 Minutes with his pal Steve Croft, talked about a slew of things, including he was asked about Hillary Clinton and the emails, and he said, well, she's already, you know, apologized for that, and we have to work within the parameters of the government and whatnot. But was also asked about Joe Biden jumping into the race, and he said, you know, when you're so close every day to this office and you see what you can do, then, you know, there is a certain aspect to wanting to run for president when you're a political person and you get so far up the ranks, so to speak. So I think there's a little bit of a hint, perhaps. He didn't give up anything that maybe Joe Biden would jump into this. That makes it a little bit interesting on the Democratic side. As for the Republicans, we know how this goes. There's only been a few that have jumped out of the race. And remember, now we're into October, and pretty soon we slide into the holidays, and you all know how that is. Just like everybody else on the planet, boom, all of a sudden everything goes away and stops dead and then kicks into high gear in January. And, of course, this is when we get to Iowa. This is when we get to New Hampshire once we're into February. So it'll be an interesting thing to watch, needless to say, as we have been here every step of the way. And it seems as though this election is happening momentarily, doesn't it? Because it's so overwhelming. The issues, the importance of it, the wide open, I think, possibilities of what could happen this time around. So anyway, it becomes more and more interesting to me. And by the way, a fired staff member of Hillary Clinton's accuses the Benghazi committee of targeting Clinton because, you know, this is now the rallying cry since McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, the congressman from California, decided he wasn't going to run for Speaker of the House. And in fact, the big gaffe about the Democrats going, the Democrats realizing what was happening here, or the Republicans realizing what was happening here and burying this thing, has now turned into something a lot bigger, I think, than even McCarthy thought it was going to be. And as I mentioned, that's what makes one of the intriguing aspects up to me of this debate is what's going to happen when we get to this. And then on the 22nd, you've got Hillary Clinton, of course, testifying. So a former investigator with the House Select Committee on Benghazi is accusing the Republican panel of carrying out a politically motivated investigation targeting Clinton instead of the objective fact-finding mission that it was set up for. Major Bradley Padiska, an intelligence officer, this is the guy who said this in the Air Force Reserves, describes himself, he was on CNN, I saw this, as a conservative Republican, but is saying that there's no question the committee trained its sights almost exclusively on Clinton after the revelation last March that she used private email server during her tenure as Secretary of State. So this new focus on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi in 2012, and what kind of an investigation was it? Was it not a partial investigation, or was it, you know, was it politically motivated, I guess is the better way to put that, is now been kicked open, this conversation. But it really started because of the McCarthy gaffe, if you will, for whatever it's worth. if it, you know, the committee, of course, is denying the allegations. What are they going to say? They're going to deny that and say that's not true. And that's not how this was investigated. But it all comes down to those moments of, one, the debate and the questions that are asked there, and the future debates. And there's only a handful of Democrats, for the Democrats, rather. And then what happens on the 22nd and the questions, I think, that Hillary Clinton is asked, and ultimately how she answers them. So there you go. That's how we start off our week. And it is about the Sunday Swirl, because it's a lot of talking heads on Sunday Tube about all kinds of things, politically speaking anyway, whether it's ISIS, whether it's what's going on in Syria and how this has now become this incredible humanitarian crisis. There's really, some people are calling it the worst crisis since World War II. It's just become, you know, that out of control. And we've seen it with the factor of all the people trying to escape, the human toll that it's taken, all the people trying to flee Syria and where they're ending up, we know. So Benghazi, and whether it's partisan Syria, and just how expensive and how explosive and how outrageous this whole thing has become, all will be brought up, I'm sure, in the Tuesday debate. Donald Trump, by the way, says that Hillary Clinton shouldn't even be allowed to run, period. He said it many, many times. He echoed that again this week. He said Saturday that he doesn't know why Hillary Clinton is in this thing. He said, honestly, she shouldn't be allowed to run. If there were a Republican that did what she did with the emails, they would have been in jail 12 months ago. So, I don't know. Do you think that's true? Would the Republican have taken a massive hammer, unlike Hillary Clinton? He says it's an unfair system, saying that she used a private server to send emails. That's a criminal problem. And, of course, Clinton, we already know this, worth mentioning again, every time she's asked, she says she never knowingly sent or received classified material on her email account and has done nothing illegal. She turned over everything to the State Department last month, her work-related emails from her private server, and kept emails she said were personal. But the email server went to the FBI, and they're looking into whether any classified stuff was mishandled. So that's a big part of the discussion as to what happened with the emails, which is why Obama was asked that on 60 Minutes about the emails. And, of course, he can't say no, because he followed the rules. He can't say, endorse what she did. He can only say, well, she's already talked about that. And, of course, we have to operate within the parameters of what's happening and what goes on in these situations. He kind of just really danced around it. Most of what he said, that's what it was, dancing around like those kind of hard-hitting issues. And by the way, in a new poll, Trump is ahead of Carson, but Clinton is still the frontrunner. So despite all those things that I just said, what's going to happen in the debate and the questioning and the October 22nd, Donald Trump still at the front of the Republican field, but Hillary Clinton 19 percentage points ahead of Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic race. This was a new CBS News poll of the National Republican Electorate shows. That's a very interesting statistic, to say the least. Stay with us.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
This ride with all of you listening across America and other spots too. Hey, one other thing came out of the 60 Minutes interview that I found fascinating. One of the things that Steve Prof asked Obama was about the Republicans, and he asked him about Donald Trump, and he said, "Well, Donald Trump is a reality guy. He understands how to you know, basically use the system." He didn't quite say use the system, but referred to it kind of in that way. And he said Donald Trump won't be president. So there's the question for you. Do you think he's right? Do you think after all of this dog and pony show and what so many of you have called to say, frankly, and say, hey, listen, whatever about Donald Trump, he has kicked open the conversation in a wide open way because he can say whatever he wants. He's not really held up to some of the other standards or the political homogenization, I guess, of our system. He's not worried about that. That's not part of the deal with Donald Trump. So do you think that he's definitely unelectable as far as president? I thought that was interesting. I mean, he said, yeah, very matter of fact. No, he's not going to be president. What do you say? 855-266-5283. I know you're out there. 855-266-KATE. You can tweet me at Real Radio Talk or hit me up on Facebook or America Tonight. There's many, many ways to get to this show. So was he dead on in saying that, hey, let's be honest, there's no way that this guy's going to be press? I mean, he didn't quite say it like that. He just he's not going to be president. That's not going to happen. So is all this for naught? I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't convinced of this at all in the beginning of Donald Trump's push for the presidency. You know, and he's been asked about that many, many times in the past, probably in the past two decades. I wasn't convinced of it, but now I'm convinced he wants to win. I mean, I don't think he's not taking this lightly. He's not traveling around like, yeah, I'm a billionaire, no matter how many billions you say I have or don't have or I've lost or whatever. I can afford to do this. I don't think so. I think he goes deeper than that. I do. He's not subjecting his family to the People magazine cover with his son, Barron, and his wife, Melania, and all that nonsense. He's not doing all that stuff at this point in the game now because he doesn't believe that he can be president. I don't see some grand scheme in the background. I really don't. But it's interesting to watch how it unfolds with other people when they're asked the question. And especially coming from the president, somebody who was reelected, you know, somebody who's been in the office two terms. And he was also asked by Steve Croft if, you know, how did he feel about stepping away and that the first lady said she's happy that it's, you know, it's going to all come to an end in a year. She's ready or whatever. And he said if he ran again, he would win. So he says if he ran again, he would win. And he says Donald Trump, nah, he's not going to be president. 855-266-5283. Do you think he's right about that? If he had a chance, and he said, luckily, George Washington made sure that doesn't happen, because could there be a more popular president, the first president? But could you see, if there was a third term, could you see the president, President Obama, being elected again? I know right now that there are some of you, probably like Dan in Texas, who is choking on whatever it is that he's eating, and probably Grimm and a few others that say, no way. No way does this happen. It makes it interesting. I mean, it's as he said about Donald Trump, I think he's a great publicity seeker at a time when the Republican Party hasn't really figured out what it's for, as opposed to what it's against. I think he's tapped into something that exists in the Republican Party that's real. I think there's a genuine anti-immigration sentiment in the large portion of at least the Republican primary voters. I don't think it's uniform. And he said he knows, this is exactly what he said, he knows how to get attention. He is, you know, the classic reality TV character. And at this early stage, it's not surprising he's gotten a lot of attention. And then he says, I'll leave it up to the pundits to make the determination. I don't think he'll end up being president of the United States. And I mentioned the thing about Hillary and sort of tiptoeing around the whole Hillary thing. When Steve Croft's asked him, do you know about Hillary Clinton's use of the private email server? Did you know? He said, no. And, you know, while she was Secretary of State, he said, no. He said, do you think it poses a national security problem? I don't think it posed a national security problem. I think it was a mistake that she acknowledged. And as a general proposition, when we're in these offices, we have to be more sensitive and stay as far away from the line as possible when it comes to how we handle information. So he was trying to get something out of him there, and he didn't get any reaction about that. And I already mentioned the Joe Biden thing, too, as well, and whether Joe Biden was going to win. He was also asked about John Boehner, and he said, John Boehner and I disagree just about on everything, but the one thing I'll say about John Boehner is he did care about the institution. He recognized nobody gets 100% in our democracy. I won't say that he and I were ideal partners, but he and I could talk and we could get some things done. And so I'm a little concerned that the reason he left was because there are a group of members of Congress who think having somebody who's willing to shut down the government or default on the U.S. debt is going to allow them to get their way 100% of the time. Whoa! So there were definitely some things that that came out of that that are not shocking, but that are, I'll just call them pointed. Let's put it that way. Got a couple of emails on it, and I'll save them for when we get to the mailbag. So some of you are reacting to what I've said if you didn't hear the interview with President Obama. Is you got to figure, you know, now the, he says he can say whatever. When you're at the tail end of that second term, I think certainly we're seeing it with this president. There's no concern about where he's on or what he's doing. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan. Dan. I think we lost Dan in Texas. Dan, if you call back, you get a free pass, brother, because somehow we're missing you. He must have fallen off there. Like Dan, if you want to call in and chime in, you can. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or you can send me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up on the show, we'll take calls, certainly, and I'll go through emails and whatnot as we head into the second hour, but we've also got We Can Count coming up and a few other things, too. A few other tricks up our sleeve. Plus, did anyone nail the score? I'm not so sure anybody nailed the score. I'm not going to give it away, but I'm going to tell you coming up whether that happened. And in the department of, here we go again, I just was talking about this last week. You know, people and taking pictures and plunging to their desks, taking photos, and a lot of times when they discover it's a selfie or they got too close to the edge, you know, I don't understand. I guess I do understand trying to get a great picture, but oh my gosh, for goodness sakes, there has to be a way to be a little more cautious when you're in these dicey areas. Hey, Mom, I just climbed the volcano. I'm at the mouth of the volcano, or I'm sitting here right here at Yosemite in the best spot in the world, but I've got to make sure I get this perfect picture. And lo and behold, I mean, just unbelievable when that happens. Unbelievably sad, to be honest about it. It's, you know, listen, none of us know when we're going to go, but to go in, you know, to die where you're doing it to take a picture, whew, pretty tough. Plus, we got some more on what happened in Oregon. We'll definitely hit that up, too, as well. On the flip side, did anybody nail the score and your phone calls? You heard a little bit about what I had to say, specifically what the president had to say in his interview. Donald Trump, not going to be president, not really. And kind of stepping around the Hillary Clinton thing. 855-266-5283. And saying that he could be reelected easily again. See you in a few.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261. 1-800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Numbers. We're booting the numbers to the next segment, so premature, we can count coming up in our next segment. No problem, because we want to leave the phones open for you, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email at americatonight.net. Dan in Texas is back. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I just got through with an Elvis burger.
What's an Elvis burger?
I explained that to Patrick. Well, what it is lettuce, tomato, onion, garlic powder, onion powder, two pieces of cheese on a well-done hamburger patty on top of sourdough toast.
Yum, that sounds good.
It was plum larrapin, had hints of mayonnaise, mustard, and the whole nine yards.
Very nice. I love it.
Well, just a country boy, but I can cook.
Love
okay,
it.
Okay, now, I got a question for you. You're politically savvy. Can a sitting president run as a vice president if the president who is running to be president, the candidate running to be president, chooses him as his running mate?
Can a sitting president, yes.
He could. He could become vice president if the president candidate chose him as the potential president.
But doesn't that seem so odd that that would happen?
It's not only odd, it's probably the game plan, because Bumbling Joe will never make it on his own, but if they had Barack Obama as his main man, it would keep Barack Obama's policies all in order, and Joe would be the puppet head. Barack Obama would still be president. He would just be playing a game. I think that might be a scenario that's in the works. I think that's why Joe is going to run.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It also has to get by the Democratic committee, but I do think Biden is going to run. I agree with you. We've had everybody in Washington say, no, he's not going to run, but I don't agree. I think he's going to run. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Now, on Hillary. Of course there was an investigation of Hillary. Hillary was responsible for the entire Libyan operation going south. As I told you once before, Gaddafi's son wanted to surrender before that whole debacle ended and go to another country peacefully, turning it over to their little set clique that was going to run things for him, which turned out to be a bummer. And they supplied all the weapons for the rebels that was fighting Gaddafi.
Yeah.
Now, our ambassador was there with the proper people, including the people who was protecting him, like the ones we talked about before they got killed because of the strike that they called in and it didn't happen, la 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 la. And they were there to re-get the guns and stuff back from the bad, bad rebels that was causing all the problems. And instead, they used the guns on them and killed the ambassador, torched the building, sodomized the ambassador, did everything under the sun, ripped off everything that we had in our possession, and Hillary was the one that was responsible. She did not let them do the rescue mission because she didn't think it would be successful, and she has all of that blood on her hands. Plus, she tried to con it off to the American people, along with Barack Obama, that it was all caused by a video that nobody saw. They even still have the guy that produced the video still in jail. This was all a scam, and this is just one more of the little guilty things that Hillary and her clique are guilty of, including Barack Obama. Big Ears is just as part of this group as anybody else. And when he was doing all that lying stuff on 60 Minutes, remember, this is the guy that told you you could keep your doctor, you could keep your insurance, you wouldn't have to earn your premium to go down $2,500. He has lied at every turn, and he has done everything he could to destroy us. And this new trade deal that he's putting through, it's going to screw over the American farmer, the family farm, and end it once and for all. He's his last nail in our coffin. This man must destroy us.
I agree with you. It's interesting if we go back to the Hillary thing. You know, if you're the Secretary of State, on your watch. There's an accountability.
Absolutely.
That's understood. So if it's Dan who's the Secretary of State, if it's Kate who's the Secretary of State, it doesn't matter. Definitely the accountability stops with you. And, you know, you made me think about this. Forget all the politics for one second. Here's the bothersome thing about Hillary Clinton. Does she ever take responsibility for screwing up anything until it's like the 100th hour and we're all beyond it?
With Hillary, it's from the teeth out. You know that.
Yes.
Kate.
Yes.
That's as far as it goes. It's just blown over the lips.
Yes.
There's no heart there. It's just words.
Yep.
And so I'm going to let you go, but thank you for letting me check back in. I'm sorry we didn't make a connection the first time, but if you get a chance to try my cheeseburger, my Elvis burger, give it a shot, baby. It's really good.
I will, because I like all those ingredients that you talked about, Dan. I love it. He always eats the best things. And it's always this time of night, usually. I think that's how his schedule goes, or how he wants it to go, I guess. And so he makes us hungry when he talks about what it is that he's eating. The ingredients that he puts on is, you know, and that's so the key, right? Isn't that the key to good food? What's the sauce? What ingredients are you putting on whatever it is that you're eating? And that's usually where the big, you know, difference is. So he is the king of that. If he was in advertising, He would have made millions of dollars, I think, because of the way he knows how to describe things and whatnot, for sure. All right, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. When I say describe things, I mean describe food, obviously. Let's go to Bryce, who is listening to us in Texas. Hi, Bryce. How are you?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I'm Brady. I'm sitting out here in my backyard, real cool, in Brady, Texas, right in the heart of Texas.
Love it.
Anyway, yeah, I love it. Hill country. Right. Anyway, to make a long story longer, or a short story longer, I'd like to back up Donald Trump, you know, because, you know, for crying out loud, think about it. This guy is a multi-billionaire. I mean, he is a businessman. I mean, he knows how to run a business. I mean, my Lord, just look at his track record. You know, my Lord, and that's what we need in this country. We need somebody to run this country like a business, which it should be. You know, this country's been being run like a bunch of clowns in a circus, for crying out loud. And all the stupid stuff, you know, Hillary Clinton, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're supposed to just turn away and look away, like, okay, that didn't happen. Any normal person would have been locked up.
Yeah, I agree. There is a Clinton-free pass, it seems, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not right.
No, it's not right, no matter what party you believe in. Yeah.
I don't care who you are. That ain't right. You're not above the law. You know, nobody should be above the law. But that's the way she's flouting it. But anyway, to make a long story longer, I really like Donald. I like Donald Trump because he has a business wits, and, you know, he knows how to deal with other countries. He's already done it. He's got, you know, Trump hotels all over the world, you know.
Let me ask you this, Bryce. Do you think he gets elected?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. He's got my vote.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say that, so it's funny that the politicians are saying, no, he's not the political guy.
You know why? They're trying to downplay everybody. They're trying to brainwash everybody and say, oh, don't vote for him. You know, they're scared of him.
Right.
Yeah. They're scared of him because they know that he'll change everything with all the lobbyists and all that stuff. I almost said a bad word. All that stuff that goes on in Washington and everything, you know, the lobbyists and how they wishy-washy and pray and, okay, I'll give you some money if you'll just vote this way on this. It's crazy. And they're scared to death of him because he's going to change it. Just like old Ross Perot. You remember him?
Oh, yeah, and Ross Perot, what he said, you know, people made fun of Ross Perot, but half of what he said happened when he was debating.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. It did. Mm-hmm. And he knew what he was talking about. And man, that guy was a businessman.
Yeah.
He would run this country like a business, which it should be run like a business, not some underhanded malarkey under the table. No, it should be run like a business.
And
you know?
And you know, you make a great point, Bryce. We're up against it. Thanks for the call. Don't be a stranger. Hill country, I love it, too. I know exactly where you're talking about. So you can tell one of the things that Bryce said is interesting. Should the country be run like a business? Is this what we want to see happen? Is this part of the reason why, one, Donald Trump's an outsider, so he's not part of the political machine. He's not politically correct. He says what he wants to say, and whether he trips over himself or not, it doesn't matter because he knows he has his own independent money. Should we run our country like a business? And is that part of the problem, that it's not really being run that way when we talk about too much federal power, too much regulation, strangling small business, for example, what we see, the frustrations with health care, Whether you like Obamacare or not, once you got it, you realize, oh, my premiums are going up. Oh, there's not enough people that are part of this exchange. I'm in trouble. And more premiums are set to go up. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I can hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street. Now, did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away. But I can see the fire still alight.
All right, we're back at it here on America Tonight. A lot of the conversation over some of the things that Barack Obama had to say on 60 Minutes. Kate Delaney, as always, kicking it around, as we're inclined to do, zigging and zagging, here on America Tonight. And I got a ton of emails about this. And when we get to the email segment, I promise I will get to all of those. I just got gigged by Jake, who said, are you going to the email? When are you going to the email? I want to hear what happened. I want to hear what other people are saying about Donald Trump. So I do believe that there are a lot of people that think Donald Trump can be elected. Listen, if you have enough people, supposedly, right, any of us decide we're going to run and we have enough people backing us, isn't that how our political process is supposed to work? The problem is it hasn't worked that way for a long time. I don't know that it's always the will of the people. The Electoral College in its time was good, but it's kind of gunked things up, if you know what I mean. So that's what makes this election, frankly, though, that much more interesting from that perspective. But I think we all have a big stake in this. I mean, we all have a big stake in this. When you become an adult and then you start to realize, and depending on how long you worked, you see tax situations, and then you move along and sometimes you lose a job. And why do you lose a job? Because a company went overseas, or you lose a job because the corporate tax rate was so high and they frankly could get a much better deal someplace else, or because of whatever the regulation was, it strangled the industry and then that was it. And unions that used to be good, that aren't so great anymore, also cost some people their jobs. And then there's a million other myriad of reasons that things can happen. Sometimes it is a bad company or poor management. But far too often, what's happening is that doors are swinging closed because they can no longer afford to do business. I mean, that was one of the reasons why we had so many big discussions about health care. Because everybody should have health care, and yes, wouldn't we all agree, if you say to anybody in the United States, do you think everybody in the United States should be able to go see a doctor, and when they're sick and when they're ill and they might be riddled with cancer or some other disease, they shouldn't be afraid to go because of the bill? Well, of course, aren't all of us going to say, yes, absolutely. And the problem was, nobody read the fine print, because the idea was just jam this through and then we'll figure it all out. But that doesn't work. Jam it through and then we'll sort out the details. Are you kidding? In a nation of lawyers, and where half of the people we elect are lawyers, nothing that gets jammed through once it's approved is easily disassembled and put together correctly. When we could have erased state lines and tried it that way and done this shop-around policy thing, unfortunately, even some of the most tried-and-true liberal Democratic people I know in my life have found it very difficult. At first they thought, yeah, this is great, absolutely. You know, how can you not back this? And then they're seeing their premiums. And then they're having to pay for health insurance themselves because they're an entrepreneur and they have a small business, and they're not getting any big breaks on that. And they're paying whatever the full rate is, but not getting the full quality of care that they used to get when they had employer-backed insurance. On that note, we're going to swing into the numbers thing again. We're going to try to do that as we give you this version of We Can Count. Do I hear anything from the Peanut Gallery? Are you psyched that we're doing numbers? Woohoo! Yes, it always works. Prompting. Randy Quaid. Remember Randy Quaid? Dennis Quaid's not as attractive brother, but hysterically funny in a slew of movies. I think he was hilarious in a bunch of different movies that I've seen. Well, the 65-year-old star of Kingpin and some other popular moves was arrested along with his wife on Friday. They were trying to cross from Quebec into Vermont. He is in the United States in custody. The Quaids turned up in Canada in October 2010 after missing a California court appearance over felony vandalism charges. Check this out. They were accused of doing more than $5,000 worth of damage to a property they once owned in Santa Barbara. They announced they were seeking asylum in Canada because they feared Hollywood star whackers were after them. They described the murderers as accountants, lawyers, embezzlers, who they claimed were responsible for the death of Heath Ledger, whom Randy Quaid appeared with in Brokeback Mountain. You know that whole thing where he died in 2008 with the accidental overdose of prescription drugs. So Randy Quaid's effort to stay in Canada for the long term didn't go so easily. They were granted permission to stay in 2011, and the wife was granted Canadian citizenship because her father was born in Canada, but Randy Quaid's request for permanent residency was denied, and he was expected to be deported to the United States on October 14th. So rather than wait, he and his wife decided they were going to take matters into their own hands. So that's the bottom line. So guess what the bail is? The bail for these two, can you guess? This is your number. They're both being held at separate correctional facilities. A judge set bail at $500,000 each for each of them. $500,000 each. Because they determined that the couple met the requirements to be extradited to California on the warrants issued for them in Santa Barbara. Wow. I mean, think of Randy Quaid in National Lampoon, Independence Day. He was hilarious in that. You could go way back. You want to look up an old movie that still holds up called The Last Detail? Check that movie out. So he certainly has fallen on much harder times, that's for sure. And this whole wicked, sticky thing with Canada in trying to get around it didn't work out quite so well. Not really. How about Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders gets a number. Here's the deal with Sanders. Here's what he said. I was looking at this just the other day. He said his bid to topple Hillary Clinton's frontrunner status shows that he's a serious contender. He's really closing the fundraising gap, so you don't need him to tell you that or his people really to tell you that, because it was not so much Bernie Sanders saying that, but the people around him saying that. And that's the bottom line, because it does come back to the dough you're raising when it comes to commercials and whatnot, being able to pump that money up. So he is getting the attention of a lot of younger people who are donating to the cause, and it's a little bit here and a little bit there, so that means a lot of people are jumping in. You know, it was last week that he spoke at the Congressional Hispanic Caucus Institute's annual conference in Washington. There was hundreds of Latino voters that were there for his 44-minute speech, and he talked about his support for overhauling immigration laws. So he gets that vote, and certainly the youth vote in that direction when we're talking about Latinos. So, you know, Clinton is the one that's got the better-funded super PAC that can help with those expensive ad buys and boost her in multiple states at a time. But because his fundraising is going so much better, that makes him even more of a contender on the other side, on the Democratic side of things. And because he's drawing crowds of thousands to the campaign rallies, that's what's made it interesting. Tuesday night in Las Vegas, when the Democrats meet at this CNN debate, this will be a pretty big test. Let's see how he does going toe-to-toe with Hillary Clinton with nothing in between. In other words, not just a whole camera thing, but it is interesting to see where that campaign, I think, is headed. And that falls into the numbers. All right, so let's mix in another number for you when we talk about, you know, we can count. And the number that I'm mixing in here at the top is is an interesting number. And the number, sadly, and I hate to end on this, is that Northern Arizona University, there was a shooting where one was killed and three people were injured. This is becoming way too common, I think, in the last 6 months especially. A lot of parents worried about kids on university campuses where they're not commuting, where they're staying there. On that dire note, we end We Can Count and this hour of America Tonight. Thanks for listening.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System. today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653.